This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon on Monday said Washington isn't seeking conflict with Iran a day after an Iranian-backed group killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens more in Jordan.
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacking groups and said the latest carried the footprints of Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah. Qatar's prime minister on Monday said good progress was made in weekend talks with the U.S., Israeli, and Egyptian spy chiefs on a way forward toward a new Israel-Hamas hostage release deal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman reports.
Speaking to an Atlantic Council webinar, Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim al-Thani said he hoped to present a framework for such a deal to Hamas.
Soon, but we are hoping actually to relay this proposal to Hamas and to get them to a place where they engage positively and constructively in the process.
Qatar and Egypt have open channels to Israel and Hamas, and brokered a seven-day truce in November, in which Hamas freed more than 100 of the 253 people it abducted in the October 7th cross-border rampage that triggered the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Israeli intelligence dossier that prompted a cascade of countries to halt funds for a U.N.-Palestinian aid agency includes allegations that some staff took part in abductions and killings during the October 7th raid that sparked the Gaza war. The six-page dossier alleges some 190 UNRWA employees, including teachers, have doubled as Hamas or Islamic Jihad militants. This is VOA News.